for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, September the 1st, 2013. Sharon Mulkey is the speaker of the morning teaching on conversational hypnosis.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Arise, shine. Awake. Well, here we go again. I've had some difficulty in condensing this message down into 2 hours. It's a pretty big series at home, and if you'd like to get more information, and I did go a lot more in depth on each part, you can contact Monty at, you know, WCCB, and I'm not promoting ourselves, but this is such a new topic that's coming out to the body of Christ that I wanted to make a thorough research of it and help you to know when you're being hornswoggled. And but today I'm going to do my best to answer some questions. How do they do that? Because that was my question. What do you mean somebody can just talk to me and I will be hypnotized? It's like, how does that happen? So that sent me on my search and quest. And I'll share a little bit of a condensed version of conversational hypnosis. This has been so widely accepted because it works so fast and so well, and you don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. But today, you will not leave here clueless. Okay? One of the ruling spirits that passivity helps to cement into your life is passivity. And the devil knows that. If you're passive, you just kind of go with everything that comes along. And we're not to be blown around by every wind of doctrine. Jessica Penn Lewis states in her War on the Saints, and if there's anything that I would just pray for you is buy this book, War on the Saints, get the unabridged version. It is so packed with truth, and it will guide you in your Christian walk. There is very little reliable information in the world today, especially after probably the 1700s and 1800s. There's hardly anything written out there that's reliable. And I hate to say that. And most of the deliverance stuff is just plagiarism from the initial work of Win Worley. It's just written and rewritten. And I want to tell you this. What kind of pilot do you want to fly with? The one that read the book or the one that knows how to fly the plane and went to school to get it done? Most deliverance people have plagiarized Wynn and other people's material and told you that they were experts. And they're not. There's so much false deliverance information even out there, folks. Truth of every kind makes free, while lies bind up in bonds. Ignorance also binds up because it gives ground to Satan. Man's ignorance is a primary and essential condition for deception by evil spirits. That's one of the main reasons, like the Catholic Church, when they went in and set up all these monasteries and everything, they never taught anybody how to read and write. It was the Christian missionaries that went and taught their cultures how to read and write. Because if you can't read and write, you can't read the Bible either. And that's why they don't teach kids how to read today. The ignorance of the people of God concerning the powers of darkness has made it very easy for the devil to carry out his work as a deceiver. Unfallen man in his pure state was not perfect in knowledge. Eve was ignorant of good and evil. And her ignorance was a condition which lent itself to the deception of the serpent. The devil's great purpose for which he fights is to keep the world in ignorance of himself, his ways, and his colleagues, demons, and the church is taking sides with the devil when siding with ignorance about him. Christians can't have demons. There's no devil. Is that the truth or a lie? It's a lie.
Okay, good. There, this book is a textbook. If there was a school you could go to for deliverance, this would be one of the first books you would get. Another book that you should read, and kids can even start reading it, is Pilgrim's Progress. Because these books were written correctly. But let's get back to conversational hypnosis. 1 Peter 2:15 tells us, "For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." Political correctness tells you to shut up, sit down, be quiet. If you don't agree with political correctness, we don't want to hear from you. But the Word of God says that we are put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. And it seems like the most stupid ones are doing the most talking. And a lot of it is from our pulpits. I'm so sad to say that. It grieves me. 2 Corinthians 2:11 commands us, be not ignorant. Why? So you can be a know-it-all? No. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. And ignorant here means to have mischievous counsel and devilish will, mental perception, evil purposes. That which thinks, the mind, thoughts, or purposes. So I guess God knew that we were going to be dealing with hypnosis and all of these mind sciences, didn't he? There's nothing new under the sun, people. Galatians 3:1. Oh, foolish Galatians! Who has bewitched you? Slandered you, speak ill of you, the evil eye charmed you. Why, the purpose of bewitching is that you should not obey the truth. Whenever you find yourself having difficulty doing the things that you want to do, the scripture says be kind one to another, and you really want to. But you're just an old goat and you're crabby and cranky. You know, some of that might be bewitchment. It's not always a demon, but check that out first. We always say, when in doubt, kick it out, and if it's not there, it won't come out. But we leave no stone unturned. Okay. Bewitched, Acts 8:9. The people of Samaria, giving out that Simon himself was someone great, and they gave him regard because he had bewitched them with sorceries. I've done a whole study on Simon and how he was with the disciples. And that's another type of beguiling that you see in Joshua. It says, you beguiled me. You said that you were with us when you weren't. And that's what we are today in the church, people. And they make themselves of renown. They're a prophet and they have a card to tell you that. Run. Self-promotion is demon promotion.
Amen. That's right.
And besides, every person has all of the gifts that can operate when God needs them.
That's right.
There's no special people.
That's right.
You're all important and special to God. But bewitch them with sorceries. And what is sorcery? It is the supernatural power over people and their affairs. And conversational hypnosis will give you that supernatural power over people and their affairs. Whether they're in the pulpit, in your educational system, at work, wherever they are. Beguile. To attract or delight as if by magic. Interesting, isn't it? Beguile. To attract or delight as if by magic. Allure. Captivate. Enchant. Fascinate. Kill, magnetize, wile, disarm. Satan is a master at disarming your conscious mind. And I'm going to tell you how he does it in, you know, condensed form. Colossians 2:4. We are beguiled with enticing words. You want to be top salesman? You want to sell all the cars on the lot? You want to be a better mother? Enticing words.
Beguiling, in 2 Peter 2:14 it says, beguiling unstable souls. Those Christians that are not rooted and grounded in Christ, which is 99.99% of the gospel, because everybody's kicked out the liver.
2 Corinthians 11:3, the serpent beguiled Eve. Why? What was the purpose? So that your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And that is one of the tactics of conversational hypnosis, is to use these very big words in combinations that you don't understand anyway, but boy, that just, you must be smart. Use those big words. The radiographic effect of the holograms that came against the P6 radiation forces, that's how they talk. And I just made that up, but that's how they talk. But the other thing is, your mind immediately goes to work to try to figure it out, right? Right then, if I was evil, could have bypassed your prefrontal cortex and gone right into your subconscious and started implanting ideas in you. If I was not a person of integrity that had your best interest at heart, and few people have your best interest at heart. They want a gain for themselves. That's how easy it is, people. Well, does our government know best? Of course. You can trust the government. You can trust people in white coats, right? Did you know that you've been conditioned to trust certain people, and it may, and possibly in times past, these people could have been trusted? There was a time when most physicians were very reputable and they wanted the best for you. But now, that is not the case. The White House has set up, in case anybody's looking for a job here, it has set up a nudge squad team to shape behavior. This team, the Behavioral Insights Team, and that just sounds so important and scientific. Behavioral Insight Team, instead of Patrol Manipulating Team, that will look for ways to subtly influence people's behavior according to a document describing the program obtained by this news person. The White House is already working on such projects with almost a dozen federal departments. Your tax dollars hard at work. There you go. Now you know where the money goes. Including the Department of Health and Human Services, which is from the pit of hell, and I don't have time to go there, and the Department of Agriculture. Behavioral sciences can be used to help design public policies that work better, cost less, and help people to achieve their goals. Listen to the words. Achieve their goals. But whose goals? But if you're looking for a job, it's right here. And I want to tell you another little clue. If it's coming out, it's already been around for about 50 years. Sadly, I'm not shocked at the apostasy that's in the church right now. It saddens me and it brings me grief that the pastors have not done their job, and they will be given an account. But the next responsibility is yours and it's mine. Once you know the truth, you have to act on the truth, or you destroy your integrity. Abomination after abomination has been brought into our church. Doctrines have been changed, standards have been eliminated, and worldly practices have been introduced. Warnings that have been given to the church have been stifled and ignored and put down. The Bibles have been transliterated over and over. There's very few reliable translations out there, folks, I'm sad to say. But this is a real sticking point with me, because my family line has given their blood over and over and over to keep the truth so that I could have the truth in my generation. And that's why I have no tolerance for transliterations. If your Bible has been copyrighted, it has been changed at least 20%. You will not find out the truth in a transliterated Bible. For the first time, I tell people, when you get saved, do not go to church. The movement now is back into home churches where people can sit together and study the truth and pray for each other and get salvation, healing, and deliverance because you're not getting it in the churches. They want your money. They want you to be a slave for them and work in the kitchen and work, be an administrative secretary and all this stuff. But you are fed nothing. What about your family that's falling apart? Your marriage that's dissolving? Your kids that are on drugs? They don't care. And I am getting so old and cranky because I'm tired of God's people hurting and bleeding to death. So the movement is back into small groups again, people. Because you will not get free in your big churches. You will come under and take up the spirit that is in your pastor.
Amen.
So you better check out his life and his fruits. One of the things that is working today with hypnosis is this human potential movement that's been around forever, but it has just been kicked up a technological notch. In the 60s, psychotherapists began to develop techniques aimed to train individuals and groups to discover your highest potential. Discover your highest potential. You can be anything you want to be. No, you cannot. I cannot be a ballerina. My legs are not going to make it up to that little bar. But if I think that I can be a ballerina, I can waste my whole life trying to be a ballerina and leave off totally doing what God has called me to do. You can do this through sensitivity training, group therapy, self-expression, and reliving personal experiences. Remember the primal scream, people? I kind of have to laugh because the devil just laughs all the way to the bank when he sees this kind of stuff going on. But here's the clicker. You can identify how human resources and inner potential can be brought up to let you have what you want, be what you want, do what you want. The Echelon Institute in Big Sur, California was used to really launch this movement. And it is humanistic psychology with Buddhist meditation and relaxation techniques. And Syl Adams was a member. I thought, yeah, I don't have to take his pictures off the wall now. Oh, we had a couple, but I think we got rid of them a long time ago. It's amazing who's been caught up in these things as you start searching. There's a reason people are famous. And it's not because they're good or smart. The New World Order promotes them. So the brain wants you and to reinforce this layer by layer by layer. Magazines, books, TVs, educational systems, everything. So hypnosis just was given free movement with this human potential. Be all you can be. And with the entering in of the mind sciences and the new technology now where they can see the brain, that could have all been used for good. It could have really helped people. But that's not Satan's business. It is all from the occult. The main goal of the human potential movement is to teach you that you and anyone else that so desires can develop their own potential so that they can live the life that they want to live. And you can do this while being happy and fulfilled at the same time. Live your best life now. Well, you know what? Those people are getting sold short. I am living my best life now, and I'm going to be living my best life up in heaven too. Christ is giving me a life down here. One of the main things that all of these do, and they feed off of, is discontent. What are you not happy with? What don't you like about yourself? Your kids, your family, your boss? Discontent. And they start early. How can they sell anything if you're happy with what you have? We had a great message preached at church. It's called Affluenza. It's the new deadly virus that's been around forever. affluenza. The New World Order wants you to buy, 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 because most of the companies are owned and operated from them. You can choose to be a buyer or a consumer. A consumer just buys any ice cream they want. A buyer says, we're going to have ice cream tonight. I want to get the kind that's made from good milk and good ingredients. It's not that you can't buy things and have things, but what spirit is doing it? Discontent runs the world. That's why godliness with contentment is such great gain. Disillusionment is another big spirit that they push. Because you know what? If you weren't discontent and if you weren't disillusioned, you would not fall for the devil's sales pitch. People that have problems with fantasy, and a lot of times it starts in childhood. Kids, maybe are an only child, they're lonely. They develop fantasy friends. They start reading fantasy books. Because they're lonely. And that spirit of fantasy gets a hold of them, and they cannot deal with reality. And since their reality is changed and altered to what the world tells them they are, well, I'm telling you, my hips are too big. My nose is too short. The New Age and the positive mental attitude, which is this positive confession stuff that's going around, says that Christ is a state of consciousness rather than a person. The Christian has a positive mental attitude, not because he believes in the power of positive thinking, but because he is trusting in God. And that is true. My joy comes from knowing I have a God who loves me and is going to be with me through thick and thin. This stuff of confession, positive confession, is from the pit of hell, people. Christian and positive mental attitude and positive confession are mutually contradictory. We've been destroyed for our lack of knowledge, and Christians are the dumbest group around when it comes to Christianity. Very few could sit down and tell you what Christianity and being a Christian really is. They'll give you all the slang words, they'll give you all of the things that they've read that are totally untrue. That's why at our church we sing the hymns. And did you know why the hymns are so important? Because people who could not read learned doctrine by singing the hymns. That's why if you started your church singing the hymns, your little kids, while they're playing and coloring in the back seat, they'll learn the gospel, the true gospel. And I'm so glad kids come to these messages. Because their spirit soaks up the truth. God is a metaphysical divine power that can be tapped into through mind power techniques like visualization and positive self-talk and other forms of self-hypnosis and self-image psychology. A lot of this positive talk is just positive self-hypnosis. You're hypnotized yourself. All the prosperity teachers use a particular fear tactic to establish their rule for giving. If you don't give, God will curse you. If you don't give, the tires on your car are going to fall off. They use fear, and that's called fear hypnosis. And they use fear hypnosis to get us into war with Iran and Iraq. Bush and all the presidents are masters at conversational hypnosis. They all are. They all work for the same company. You just think you have a choice.
That's right.
And that's 500 other tapes we've done, but okay. There's not a single prosperity teacher who can rightly divide the word of truth sufficiently to be qualified as a teacher in the church. They are renegades who present their own theories as absolute biblical authority. They allegorize, they theorize, they spiritualize the Word of God. They tell you stories, which is another form of conversational hypnosis. The only time they approach it from a literal standpoint is if it fits in what they want to do. The bottom line, people, is, and the fact is, that to deny the reality and to attempt to alter reality with one's positive words and or thoughts is witchcraft. All this abracadabra stuff. Renounce it, ask God for forgiveness, and tell it to get out. It is altering your reality. Where did simply trusting go? Simply trusting that every day God's going to bring into my life what I need to be transformed into the image of Christ. That He is working in me to do His will and good purposes. Man is a little God, and by speaking words, man was, you create things by the words you speak. Baloney. Never make a negative confession. The tongue can kill you, or it can release the life of God.
Really? Is that true? Yes, it is. Did you know that? Oh, boys and girls, did you know that? Oh, my goodness. Oh. But I heard a song the other day.
Well, what was your song?
Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little tongue, what you say.
Oh, really? Well, I guess you didn't go to Dr. Smelfunkety's church and learn that we have power and we can create things.
Well, I think that's what they call abracadabra.
Instead of trusting God, it is a metaphysical force they trust. Linked to positive confession movement is the concept of positive mental attitude. Positive mental attitude has become the major link. Positive mental attitude has become the major link between sorcery and Christianity. It is the human potential movement that incorporates the age-old Eastern mysticism that all men can acquire godhood, that we can achieve anything we want. That's why your kid has to be in this special daycare. That's why your kids have to go to this special preschool so they can get into Yale and Harvard and all those godless schools later. You start pushing your kids and pushing your kids and pushing your kids, and never once did you ask God, what did you make this child for? What am I supposed to be nurturing in this child? And I got a whole bunch of others. I have a series on this. And you wonder why people are not motivated. It's because everybody else has told them what to do besides what God hasn't put in them to do. And parents don't want to take the time to find it out. Just do what I tell you to do. Do what I tell you to do. Spirit totalitarianism has destroyed this country just like it destroyed Germany. Oh, I got rid of that spirit. Just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do. Don't think for myself. Just tell me what to do. That's why the Germans could murder without blinking an eye all those people. And when they had the Nuremberg trials, what did they just say? I just do what they told me to do. I just do what I was told to do. Are you going to be that way? Are we going to be that way? You will be if you don't get these spirits out. Faith is a force.
Star Wars.
Yes, that was right. Star Wars. Faith is a force that both God and man can use. Faith is a force like electricity or gravity, Copeland said. And it is the substance out of which God creates whatever it is, Cap said. These teachings are robbing you of joy and life and peace and health and every fruit of the Spirit. They're robbing you, they're stealing from you, and they're taking it to the bank. Hypnosis, as we learn, is a particular altered state of hypersuggestibility brought about in an individual by a combination of relaxation, fixation of attention, and suggestion. Your mind is supposed to be awake and alert. When we were coming against the alcoholic spirits in Lonnie and I, every day, the minute we opened ours, we said, wake up, mind. Wake up. Wake up, you drunkards. That's what the scripture says. How about the drunkards on drunken theology? My brother Elvis Newark did a fabulous message on drunken theology. Second, hypnosis is also bypassing the critical factor, which is your prefrontal cortex. I thought that was interesting that the acronym's PC, politically correct. Your prefrontal cortex. God put it right up here. So that the first thing that hits you is right here. He didn't put it in the back of your head. You put it right up here, first thing. And that's what the hypnotists are masters at bypassing.
Well, I don't think that's true. And, you know, I don't believe it. Oh, that's that.
Oh, really?
Well, what do you believe in? I believe that witches can't have demons.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I just use a type of conversational hypnosis on you. I brought in two people. Me and this one. Puppets are not bad. My little adopted granddaughter and I, we have a lot of fun. But do you see? That's how I bring in confusion. I say one thing, they say another. That's why if you have people in a meeting that are saying two different things, all you're going to end up with is confusion. The speakers at this meeting are all like-minded. And that's why you're going to get a lot of deliverance. You're going to go home with a clear brain and probably more than half a brain, you know. But I'm serious, and this is good news, is because we are united. We believe Christians can have demons. We believe that positive confession is not right in all of this stuff. You go to a meeting and one person says one thing and one person says the other thing, go home. Somebody in a meeting starts talking about chimpanzees and monkeys, stand up and leave. You do not have to subjugate yourself to nonsense and idiocy. Because your brain is taking it in, and we are not smart enough in our own minds to bypass these types of conversational hypnosis. They are masters at this. They use demonic powers. And they implant in you things that you would never believe in a million years on your own. But God, the devil does not reason with you. He forces you against your will, and he knows how to do it in these mind sciences. He's been doing it since Adam and Eve. Your best thing is to get educated. Don't be stupid. You can go on the internet yourself and type in conversational hypnosis and you'll have 30 pages come out at you. You'll have books you can order and they'll teach you how to do this. Where Dr. Erickson, reprobate from hell anyway, the one good thing he said is this is so powerful it should only be used by doctors. Well, now any Tom, Dick, and Harry, Sally, Mary, and Jane can go to the internet and download this stuff and start using it on you.
Yeah.
And why do they want to do this? Because they want to make merchandise of you. They want you to buy the car, buy the book, come to my church, pay your tithes, work like a slave. We had people in our church come out of the church and that reprobate pastor was calling them at 2 o'clock in the morning. My thing was, why did you pick up the phone? Dr. Erickson discovered while working as a therapist that he could hide therapeutic hypnosis. I want to teach you a code word, therapeutic. It's a code word for we can do anything to you that we want because it is therapeutic. And you'll just put your mind out of gear and go, okay, it's therapeutic. You've been trained and conditioned that's okay if it's therapeutic. Dr. Erickson realized that the subconscious mind was always listening, and he understood better than anyone how to access it and implant suggestions into it. Dr. Erickson did what he did was figure out how to put people into a trance and hypnotize them and implant suggestions with seemingly normal conversation. It's very easy to use simple plays on words and embedded meanings in a single sentence. The entire field of covert hypnosis or conversational hypnosis, and now they have changed it to NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, because that is totally scientific. Who doesn't want to learn to read better? Who doesn't want to be a brighter student? Order my cassettes. And I don't even have time to get into all the brainwave stuff and all the scientific stuff behind this. I hope to make you godly curiously enough to go and search it out yourself. It will save your life someday and your spiritual life. The word hypnosis is never mentioned and there's nothing overt to give away that hypnosis is being used. And it is impossible to detect unless you know precisely what to look for. And even then, they are smarter than us because they're using supernatural power to do this. And what did I say the last time? You can be hypnotized. There's none of this macho stuff. Well, nobody can hypnotize me. Well, you're the first one to do it, buddy. Because you think you can't be. You're already deceived. These things are supernatural. If Eve took and talked to the snake, who are we? Who thousands of generations, it tricks. Here's what it does. It bypasses your prefrontal cortex, that part, right here. And that's why a lot of times you get headaches in deliverance, is because your prefrontal cortex is like, that's where a lot of these demons like to lodge. In the mind sciences, okay. It essentially tricks the subconscious mind into accepting commands as absolute truths, which include not only those approved by the conscious mind, but outside commands from a hypnotist who can implant any darn suggestion they want into you. People, everybody is a walking time bomb. Every day now, since I've been studying this, I command any trigger or anything that has been put into me without me knowing it to get out. It's just one of my dirty warfare prayers, like taking a shower. I know I am not smart enough against all of this stuff. I'm getting a lot better, but I will never outsmart the wiles of the devil. But God has made a way, and he has made provision for us. Get out in Jesus Christ's name. But I just plead the blood over me. Oh, all I'm going to say about that is read Jesse Ben Lewis's book. That has been so misused and exactly is not scriptural. Thank you. I'm glad he said it. See? Conversational hypnosis, or NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, has become a catchphrase among psychologists, motivational coaches, motivational speakers, within the healthcare industry, and all over the globe in homes and businesses. The critical factor, when they talk about critical factor, just insert prefrontal cortex, is the part of the mind that logically analyzes and scrutinizes all information like a filter, and decides what information is allowed to pass into your subconscious mind and become part of what your mind accepts as unquestionable truth. Like your deepest and most powerful emotions, drives, and innate feelings and what we have. But hypnosis uses language patterns, visual tricks, body language, voice, tone, and other aspects of communication to get suggestions past the critical factor part of the brain and directly into the listener's subconscious. I'm your doctor. I know everything. I have seen so many kids' lives ruined by these pediatricians. God help me if I ever meet one. They are telling these young mothers the dumbest stuff I have ever heard. Mothers, you have inside you an instinct that God put in you, and when there's something wrong with your child, you're going to know it. It's like all the kids. I can't even go there. Okay. I'll bring it back. But just because they wear a white coat and they have doctor in front of their name doesn't make them reliable or truthful. And the world is getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, these people are taught the most dumbest things you can imagine. And in school, they're not even taught how to reason and how to be a logical thinker. So you parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles, start working. First, you learn what logical thinking is. A dog has four legs and a cat has four legs. Therefore, a dog is a cat. That's what the world tells you. But that's not right. Well, why isn't that right? They both have four legs. Actually, they both have a tail. And they both have two ears. Okay? Kids are not taught analytical and critical thinking in school anymore. They just do what you're told. Do what you're told. And the smart ones are always in trouble. Because they see through it right away. And okay? Smart kids are the ones that drop out of school. Did you know that the guy that did Virgin Airlines, he quit school at 12? The guy that discovered the genome series, he quit school, I think he's 12 or 13 too. I guess they could recognize bullshit. And I'm saying it real plain because everybody knows what that is. I don't want to use technical words like feces. These people can make you believe anything that they want you to believe. And it's time-activated, people. And once this is implanted in your brain, it never comes out. You do not know what you've been taught. And you're going to wonder why it's so hard to do what God wants you to do. You check out what's been implanted in you. And especially these religious spirits and these spirits in these celebration churches. You are loaded with stuff. You think worship is la, 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 la. You're just in a trance. You're hypnotized. How about God bought an army and it's marching through the land? You engage your senses, you're awake, you're alive. We don't allow la-la music in our church. Yeah. And a lot of people that come for the first time don't like our music. Because they have to sing hymns. And we don't sing just hymns, but the songs, other songs we sing are carefully screened. And it seems like every year we throw out a couple more. You don't pray to the Holy Spirit. You don't pray for the Holy Spirit to come. Pick up Jesse's book, War on the Saints. There's a whole chapter on that. Hypnosis, self-help, and linguistics and nonverbal communication may seem like unrelated items, but they're not. But unfortunately, it's just those things that appeal to the multitudes. And thousands who have not had an experiential knowledge of Christ will be led to accept the forms of godliness without power. And these spiritistic demons will take almost the whole world captive before the end times. That's why we have demons manifest. Yes. You know it was a demon. Nobody's going to talk you out of that. You let the demons manifest. None of this crap you were taught about. Oh, don't manifest. You're just playing right into Satan's hands. Once a demon manifests and rolls around on the floor, belches or whatever, one, you get rid of a lot of pride. Yes. And two, everybody else knows. Ooh, yes. He's wearing a blue streak. The kids go, oh, we know where mommy and daddy's cussing comes from.
Yes. Good. Amen, sister.
Good. You let the demons manifest.
Yes.
God made a show of them openly. If you get in one of these services where you're having la-la music, here's what you do. You get your Bible, and you start reading the truth. And I hope you have a good version. And not these transliterated ones, because they ain't going to do you a bit of good. You should be able to read your Bible and get salvation, healing, and deliverance. And if it's so bad, you can get up and walk out. You do not have to subjugate yourself to New Age music. Why are you paying these pastors all your hard-earned money when he doesn't give a rip about you? Does he offer you, we have counseling. Right, and they're all using these NLP techniques. The Adventist Church has been totally taken over by this. And this is from their quotes. I am not making this judgment on them. When he wants your money, you just say, well, will you pray deliverance for me?
You have to tie to this church. You have to get me into this money, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, will you pray for me? Will you pray deliverance for me? And if they say no, you take your money and leave. And you say, God, I want to believe the truth. Please bring to me a group of people that want to believe the truth. And we're going to sit at home. And that new movement, people, is back to the home churches just like it was in the New Testament. Big is not better.
Amen.
Just means they've been hypnotized. And people like them churches because there's no accountability in them. The pastor doesn't know. They can sit in there with their 10th wife and they can commit adultery and be a pedophile, but nobody knows.
Right.
And they like it. But boy, for social standing, I went to church. Here's something to think about. There was a research project, and they divided the people into three groups. One third went to therapy, one third of them were put on a waiting list, and the one third of them were shown movies of therapy. The people on the waiting list, those who never met with a counselor or watched the movie, had the same rate of improvement. And they didn't get loaded with all the demons either. There are so few good counselors, people. It's sad. It hurts me. But you know, if you go to church every Sunday and you hear a pastor that preaches the truth, wasn't there a scripture somewhere washed by the water of the word? What is that? That might be archaic for these times, though, huh? Yes, I think that's old school. Okay, all right. You've got to have deliverance, people. There's no way around it. I'm not going to miss bones. You're not going to change without deliverance. You get the demons out and you just change. And they don't come back. That's another bunch of malarkey that's around.
Right. Amen.
Oh, celebrate! You're going to come back! No, they won't. Monty and I have been in deliverance, I don't know, 38 years, 40, I don't know how many. The demons do not come back.
Yay.
Now, you may have another spirit. Let's say, like one time this one lady came up and she got rid of some insomnia. Well, she came back the next day and said, well, I still couldn't sleep. So I said, okay, sit down. It was just another spirit of insomnia. It's not that the insomnia came back. There was just more there. Just keep scraping them off, people. Rejection is deep. Religious spirits are the deepest. Catholic spirits, I know people 25 years still getting prayer on Catholic spirits. regardless of a popular misconception that hypnosis only functions for you if you believe in it, the opposite is in fact closer to the truth. Hypnosis does not operate by belief, it operates by precision principles. In precise use of predetermined phrases, gestures, and very carefully executed body language. Precise use of predetermined phrases, gestures, and very carefully executed body language. Now, if I wanted to be a big name speaker, I'm telling you, after reading this stuff, I'm doing it all wrong. But I know how I could do it different. So, you may know good and evil, but you have to choose to do good. But if I had covetous things of me, like, or a wounded spirit, and I just had to be somebody, that's what these demons hunt for. The wounded pride. All of this, the rejection. People have told you you're ugly all your life. People that said, well, you're too smart to be in this job. You should be doing something else. They know each and every person's hook. And that's what you need to get around people is a hook. I am a lot more aware now of these tactics. And I see them everywhere. This is kind of personal. But I went in to get a fitting on a certain piece of bodywear that all women should wear. And if you don't, you probably should. So, here we were in the dressing room with this lady, very nice. She goes, I can tell by the color of your bra that you're a very deep person. Okay, my little red lights just went off, but that's fine. She knew how to fit me, and that was fine. But I was a buyer, not a consumer. I didn't buy everyone in the store. I just bought the ones I needed. Satan uses our deepest need of wanting to be loved and accepted and to have a sense of belonging. That deep need of being wanted and loved and accepted and belonging. Because God's design was for every baby to have a mother and father that loved them and adored them. But that hasn't happened too often. So these wounds that are inflicted and started very early, Satan knows all about them and he knows how to target you. But that's after today, right, people? And spread this news like wildfire. Your wounds, your lusts, your cares of the world, your ungodly desires is what's going to be used to trip you up. Well, I just wish I had a better mind. You know, I'm half German. And there's a lot of idolatry of mind in Germany. And wonderful, wonderful things have come out of Germany. But when you idolize your mind, or education is your God, well, you may not be smart enough. You can be a little bit smarter. We can raise your IQ. I've seen the program. Now, in the past, I might have taken a nibble at that. Thinking, well, geez, this program, if I just do this computer program and play these little games, I am going to be smarter. Your kids will be smarter. Even though we cause most of their learning disabilities through vaccination. Another method. Mass hypnosis is the ability to hypnotize large amounts of people at a time, persuading them to take action in some way. And it is a technique commonly used in marketing and politics and stage hypnosis shows. The little dog and pony show where the guy goes down and hypnotizes you, nobody's going to fall for that because you know better. It's when you go to a lecture on the deeper things of God and the new revelations of God that you'll get snared. The reason mass hypnosis is not recognized by the general public, real simple. It's because the general public, being us, are hypnotized on such a frequent basis that we don't even know. Every day, you command your mind to wake up. TV, radio, newspapers, I mean, it is so saturated. Here is something you're going to read, and it's a lie. You go in and out of trances all day long. Okay, if you believe that, what's the next logical thing that you'll believe in? Hypnosis. Your brain has different speeds, and a woman's brain goes all day long. That's why she gets tired easier. A man's brain, by God's design, has rest periods. Right, Monty? It's well, I know that too. But anyway, their brains shut off and restart. Where our women's brains, we're going all the time. That's how God made us. That's not bad. But just because you're tired, women, and your brain is a little, you're not in a trance. Or just because you drive to the grocery store, but you really wanted to go to your mother's house, that's not being in a trance. And they will try to tell you that it is. It's some deep psychological conflict with your mother. No.
No.
You guys should be able to stand up and say, BS, you know, right? Okay. Using the text taught in mass, no, because you can do this stuff. And I'm telling you, politicians, they all use it. I know in the first message I was going, we want change, that's why I'll be your next president. Sadly, he used that very well. And Bush before him used his stuff very well. And the president before him used his stuff very well. So I'm not picking on a race or a color. That will not divide and conquer us because we are Christians. The devil hates everybody. That's why I love in our church. We've got green, red, purple, yellow. You know what? We've all learned to get along. Love each other. And that's right. Mass deliverance is incredibly damaging. And many fake industries, such as the psychic, Scientology, and other massive moneymaker industries, all prey on the vulnerability of people from this. And churches do too. I'm telling you, people, vote with your feet. Don't go to a church that doesn't teach salvation, healing, and deliverance.
Well, there's no churches like that where I live.
You're right, there isn't. So start one. That's what we did around our kitchen table. Then it went to the basement. Then it went to a little tiny building, and we're still in a small building. And when it gets too full, God just usually has us preach something hard, and they all leave anyway, except a few that want the truth. Many of our beliefs, all of our beliefs should come from our own rational judgment and conscious interaction with the world. We know that we wake up in the morning, and if we don't get out of bed, we might lose our job. We like people, and it is usually due to a combination of our rational judgment and how that person naturally makes us feel about them. We try to make people like us more by following the norms, making people feel good, smiling, and so on, being kind to one another, forgiving one another. But if you totally hate me, I can make you love me by the end of this message if I wanted to. I won't. And I probably couldn't because I don't have those demonic spirits in me. They bypass all the old rules that people used to live by. A growing percentage of the population studies this stuff intently to manipulate and alter the beliefs that we usually come by in our rational judgment, reason, experience. Experience tells me if I touch a hot stove, I could get burned. I get hypnotized, and I can touch the hot stove and not get burned either. That's the power of hypnosis. Be careful. They get you to believe not by convincing you rationally until, like God said, come and let us reason together. Did you know there was a time in history when two people with a different idea could sit down and talk about things and say, well, you know what? That's true. And they were able to give up a lie without feeling wounded or dumb or everything. And they could say, you know what? That's right. I see that now. They reasoned by logic. But what do we have now? Circular thinking, around and around and around and around. Oh, my Lord. I get families at the hospital. Finally, under my breath, I bind up all of this Eastern religion talking. They just go around and around and around. And I just kept saying, what would you have me to do? what would you have me to do, and round and round. They don't want an answer. They just want to go around and around and around in their thoughts. But they can make you believe a lie, people. That is this serious. They can make you believe a lie that Jesus Christ did not come to earth. He did, was not crucified on the cross and took our sins upon him. They can make you believe that was not true, and you won't even know it. The stakes are very high. They conjure up feelings. They have word associations. Here's some things that they use. Hot words. Hot words are very effective for bringing out emotions in people. They are universal terms of the Western culture of North America and in Europe, and everywhere they use them in their country, they make them specifically for that. And these words have been heavily embedded within our culture, just like the word change now. Isn't it amazing? You can turn on a news station, and they're all reading the same thing at the same time. In fact, you know, there's on YouTube, you can see where they have people, they come out of a trance or whatever. It's kind of funny. Okay, here is the elder succumbed to the cold. That old man froze to death. Which one brings up emotions? The old man froze to death. The earth is getting warmer. We're going to have famine in the land. They did this with the nuclear thing. What was that in the 50s? When they were playing their little war games? Where you have the nuclear holocaust. And they introduced the word catastrophic. They use these words. They're hot words. Hypnotic words. Like fascination, hypnotize, mesmerize. And they all say these the right way. Then they have personal trance words. Now, to really do good work on you, I need to stand at a 20-degree angle with you so that it goes right into that part of your eye when I talk to you. Hot words and hypnotic words both have universal meanings that any English person can relate to them. But, in contrast, personal trance words are words that are unique to an individual. Therefore, they have much more of a significance to that person. Here's an example. Let's say that your husband described your honeymoon as, it was just beautiful. The weather was beautiful. The food was beautiful. The entire experience was beautiful.
Beautiful, yes.
Beautiful, yes.
It was just beautiful.
Now, every time that the word beautiful is used, it will bring back all of these memories of your honeymoon. They do this all the time. And they get to know you. Action accelerators. Action accelerators are words like, come on, now, quickly, suddenly, hurry up, immediately. On sale now, for a limited time. Tell me that name, quickly. One of the reasons they do that is if they would say, let's say I have a deck of cards. This is one that you've probably all seen. They flash you the deck of cards. Say, name a card. And they don't give you a long time to look at the deck of cards. Because the faster they make you respond, the more likely you will access your subconscious mind. That's why those games where it says, I say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes to it, like pink, orange. You immediately fill in a word and they don't give you much time, you're accessing your subconscious. Quick, hurry up. Anticipation builders. What is that? What was that joke you told me on the plane, honey? How do you build anticipation? I'll tell you a little bit. Something like that. I mean, it was just so... Anticipation is like the child who's having a birthday and has all these presents wrapped up, but they cannot touch them until their birthday. The anticipation builds up day by day, and with each passing day, you would get more and more excited. Well, why do these feelings occur? Why do you get excited? It's because it cannot be gratified right away. And that's not always a bad thing. I mean, it's nice. Like, Monty will say, okay, honey, couple months or on our anniversary or something, let's take a trip, let's do this or that. Well, I can enjoy that in anticipation. That is not a wrong thing. But they use it to trip you up. They can use it this way. Such words as gradually, eventually, within time, sooner or later, finally. These are all anticipation builders and serve to hold back someone's response. It's kind of like when two boxers are in a corner waiting for the bell. They cannot wait to beat each other up. Oh, no, it says wait to hear it and release all their energy at each other. Then when the bell does ring, all that built-up anticipation leading to the fight is released. So they put your subconscious mind on hold. And then they trigger it when they want to, and because it's been on hold, when it's released, whoa, you go at it with full force. Now, you can put pressure on someone to make them more responsive in the moment by using words like this. Now, fully, instantly, abruptly, suddenly, quickly, immediately, all at once. These people are masters. They are masters. Real people are masters. Here's the big thing. Who do you trust? You better check out who you trust and why. If you trust your pastor unconditionally, you're whole. If you trust your doctor unconditionally, you're a fool. Because they can deceive you, they can lie to you, and you have given them blind trust. It's like blind obedience to the Pope. That's a big spirit. Comes in with totalitarianism. I'm going to follow you, do what I tell you. Your brain freezes up and it locks up. Who do you trust? You check people out. What is the fruit of their life? And I don't care who they are. You better find out the teachers that your kids are sitting under all year. Yes. Binding and loosing is essential. They use storytelling and they use metaphors. They will ask you a provoking and unexpected question. And what that does is it confuses your mind just long enough because you're trying to make sense of this nonsense and they go right into your subconscious. That's another way they do it. Or they overpower you with stimulation. Like my little assistant today. They're tag team. I'll be talking and this one's talking and this one's talking and this one's talking. That's why if you're in a sales position and you got two people coming up to you to sell a car, go home. 5 o'clock news. Oh, that's really good, honey. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's a beautiful girl. It's always a beautiful girl. A lot of them are blonde. Here's another thing I want to tell you. What they look at, what are you wearing? Is this the Arkansas Flower Convention? Well, then I wore the wrong pin. I should have a Jesus Loves Me pin here today. Subtle. Well, is this the Arkansas Equestrian Club today? Well, if it was, I should be wearing this scarf. And maybe I would wear English riding clothes. Now, if I was going to a very upscale, they'd watch your eyes. When they talk to you and they ask you a question, they look which way your eyes go. Because by the way you move your eyes, it tells them you're accessing a real memory or you're making something up. The FBI and all this, they use all of this all the time. Breathing patterns. They observe your facial expressions. Oh, and let me tell you, you start studying about that. It is amazing. Observing body positions. Every move you make tells me something about you. If I wanted to know, and here's what another person will do. They'll come to a meeting like this, and they'll pick out the ringleaders. They will be able to spot who's really in charge, and they will target those people who will influence the other people. Well, we could pass and pray. I think what I want you to know, the entertainment churches, I cannot leave this out. People are more easily hypnotized when they're relaxed. They are less alert and they're unguarded. A sense of relaxation on a group level is most easily obtained in an entertainment type setting. And it can occur during instruction or mostly in the music. The celebration churches are ideal for preparing our people for hypnotic suggestions during the program and then during the follow-up visits to the homes of the members afterwards. There's a lot of pastors studying this NLP to get those people back in church by entering into an experience like this week after week. People are quietly agreeing to exchange worship for entertainment, but they don't realize the full implications of this decision. It not only lowers the standards and persuasively changes your beliefs, but it puts you in a hypnotic environment and you'll believe whatever is said. You're also being used by powerful music that has been designed, and I don't have time to go into that. Music is powerful. The brain needs light and sound, and the brain, the lights even that they have. Why do you think in these disco things they have these flashing lights that give normal people epilepsy? They know. They're masters at this, you people. They have studied this. Well, and then you add the theatrical skits to that. All the ladies swaying in the front, and woo, 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 and everybody's in a dream state mind. And the swaying women singing up front. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 20 minutes later, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What should you be doing? You either walk out, walk out, walk out. Don't subject yourself to that kind of spiritual abuse. And then they culminate it with a message of peace and safety in sin. People can be more easily hypnotized when they keep doing what they're told. The clapping, the strong responses of the audience all work together to induce this and instill others in the audience. It spreads. The hands placed on their heads as they go forward and bow on their knees to receive these special signs of human approval. It all works together to keep them coming back and back and paying their tithe, and they are emotionally hooked and fragmented. And you have become a church slave. I want to put it real clear. You are not your own person. Why do you need the approval of the pastor so bad? Why do you have to be noticed and recognized? Isn't God recognition enough? And truthfully, if it isn't, then say, Lord, it isn't. I got problems, but Lord, you love me and I want to get that stuff out of me. There's no guilt and there's no condemnation. This is an informative message because I want you to know you are being made merchandise of. They laugh at you all the way to the bank, and so does the devil, as he's fragmenting your heart, your mind, your emotions, and he knows you cannot fulfill the scripture that says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy soul, and thy strength, which these crooks have stolen from you. I want to empower you to just say, no, I'm not going to be a part of it anymore. You're not going to fleece me. You're not going to shear my wool. You don't get my money. A pastor has a church and he ministers to the sheep. He cares about the sheep. It isn't the sheep that care about the pastor. The sheep don't care for the pastor. We're just sheep. The pastor, the shepherd, has been put over us to cleanse us and to heal us, and, you know, with salvation, healing, and deliverance. And there's no counseling in our church. Because what we find is you get the demon out and you don't need to be counseled. Period. You guys are going to get swooped up and deceived with a lot of this counseling because people just love to hear themselves talk. And they think they're so smart. And they may be good intentioned. But I'm telling you, it's so easy. Come, listen to the pastor preach. Get deliverance. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's so simple. These celebration churches. Light and sound. We went over that. Lecture. Here's another big one. They want to get you bored. How many meetings have you gone to for work or whatever? It's like, oh my God, you're going on and on about the 6th degree of separation from the sun around the moon and on the Mars. Blah, 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 blah. It's like the Charlie Schultz cartoon, you know, Linus, where it's just going, blah, 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 blah. So you check out. You check out. I would check out. Everybody checks out. That's great. That's just what they want. Because now that your prefrontal cortex has checked out, the security guard has left the gate. Zip, zip, zip. And I leave the meeting going, oh man, that was the most boring meeting I ever heard. But I got to make sure I sign up for the committee on this, that, and the other thing. The devil is here to change your mind, your will, your desires, everything about you that's precious to God. But we are not defenseless. In the name, the power, and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we take authority over all of these spirits now, and we command you to start coming out of people's subconscious mind. And later on, we're going to do some more mass deliverance, and we'll put this in the mass deliverance. Because we do not know what has been planted in there. And be careful for these people that have a prophecy for you, or they have a word for you. You know what? You're smart enough for God to talk to you yourself. If somebody comes up to you like that, say, no, thank you. If you have a God-fearing pastor and there's something wrong in your life, it's his job. And you know what he usually does? He doesn't call you into the office for secret meetings. He usually preaches a message about it. No personal words. None of that stuff. All these false prophets are going to dry up and go home. You know why none of these people go to Mexico and a lot of that? Because there's no money down there. You know why all this stuff went over into Germany? Because these people are frugal and they have money and they got duped out of it. They go to countries where there's money. You look at it. I'm not going to be merchandise for Satan anymore. You don't have to take it, people. I'm giving you permission to get up and leave when that hogwash starts happening. Just pick up your Bible, whatever, and walk out the back door. And when the pastor calls you,
well, I haven't received your tithes for the last week.
You say, yes, and you will not. Thank you. Goodbye. Do not get in conversation with these people. A lot of these people are trained in this stuff.
Well, Sister So-and-so, what if you miss you at church?
Yeah, why? Because you ran the daycare center? Instead of having the children in the church listening to the God-called man preach? It's time. It's time for you and I to take back our life. All right? And that's it. Unless we don't want to eat. We've had hardworking people back there that have been very gracious to us all at workshop. And be sure to tell them thank you. I want to encourage you folks to look this stuff up. There's tons and tons. I've done a lot more messages back home. I mean, if you want to get a hold of Melania or something, we're happy to send them. But you know what? You're not babies. You're going to have to be responsible for feeding and finding out yourself. That's part of growing up. And you know what? It's fun. You go, wow, I didn't know this. It's really fun to discover. Even to discover error, because then you can repent. Remember, repentance just brings you back to the place God always wanted you to be. There's no condemnation in it. God knows that we are but dust, people. He loves us so much.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.